Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Alan Eric Dabowski, and you're listening to The Everyman Show. And you can friend me on Twitter, follow me on Twitter, or friend me on Facebook, whatever you want to do. Look, let's face it. It's Friday the 13th. Barack Obama goes on Jimmy Kimmel last night. I mean, have you ever seen such a spectacle? Now today, all over the web, they're talking about Barack Obama's appearance. We know that the New World Order has literally the entire planet fighting with each other. You know, the Middle East is no joke, ladies and gentlemen. This ISIS crisis, this ISIL situation, these mercenaries, these bought and paid for crazies, I'm reading stories how the poppy and the heroin flow pays for their every murder. You know, these are atrocities, ladies and gentlemen, that will go down in history as the most horrific time humanity perhaps has ever seen since Genghis Khan, Hitler, Mao, Pol Pot. Why is this happening? So today is a perfect day to talk about that. Well, as for global control, for the annihilation of humanity, we know full well, check this out, Bill Gates is putting vaccines in the chemtrails now. You can go and look at countless YouTube videos on Morgellons disease, chemtrails. Everything's in those chemtrails, ladies and gentlemen. You name it, every kind of industrial waste known to man, blood cells, viruses. Now he's putting vaccines in there. He wanted to get free vaccines down in the Texas McDonald's. Well, Bill Gates is a heavy-duty stakeholder in McDonald's. Stakeholders, ladies and gentlemen. What does that mean? They hold the stake over the vampire's chest? They're holding and driving a stake into the United States. Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, Ted Turner, all of these hyper, bored-to-death billionaires that hate your guts. They want to kill 6.5 billion human beings on this planet. It's all for the planet and sustainability, ladies and gentlemen. No, it's to bring in the artificial intelligence that our tax dollars and these people have created. They got DNA and RNA interference, interrupters, science labs. I call it white lab coat terrorism. Why are congressmen so afraid to stand up and say, you know what, we represent the people of the United States? Could it be the Patriot Act, the NDAA? Did 9/11... George Bush said very plainly that this changes everything. Dick Cheney goes on talking about suitcase nukes. Dick Cheney gets a new heart. He does not have a real human heart, in my opinion. This is the Everyman Show, and I talk about all things in the news. And at 57 years old, I'm not afraid to talk. I'm not afraid to use my First Amendment, my Second Amendment, my Third Amendment, my 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th, all the way to the 21st. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I ran away from the Beltway 6 years ago. I was a contractor in D.C. for a long, long time. Money, ladies and gentlemen, the root of all evil. Is it the root of all evil? Is it the love of control? Is it the Bank of International Settlements, the International Monetary Fund, the Fed, the countless banks caught laundering the drugs that go into the veins of the children in the schools in the United States of America? I watched a video on the AlanWest.com site of black girls in Chicago, I believe, or New York it was, I'm sorry, and 10 of them beat this poor little girl to a pulp. Yeah, she threw the first punch. It was a fight. It was a gang dispute. Caught on video while the adults stood around and let it happen. How could they stand around and let it happen? The very first, one of the very first laws in civil society that I've read, I had to use it. I had to look at it. This duty of care. Duty of care, ladies and gentlemen. You're responsible for everything around you. When someone is being annihilated, as an adult, you have to step in. You have to take note. You have to report it to the authorities and be a witness. Do You do not cower away from things. Are gangs this vile, this evil? Dianne Feinstein, one time during a congressional hearing, was talking about the 15,000 various gangs and groups in the United States, from New York to California, running the drugs. Freeway Ricky Ross will tell you all about rap music and how rap music is used to weaponize these poor, black, soft-minded people. These idiots who take the Al Sharpton bait. Eric Holder comes out as if he really cares, while George Soros funded Ferguson $33 million. That's right. It was George Soros, all the signs, all the radical crazies. George Soros, ladies and gentlemen, $33 million. Knowing full well that this man is a Nazi collaborator who turned in his own family to Nazis, and they were all murdered. So what do you say? It's Friday the 13th. What are they going to do? You know, I heard some commentary on the blood moon phenomenon, which is really the alignment of the moon with the earth and the sun. And the sun shines through the atmosphere of the moon, turning it red. It was huge, beautiful to look at. It's very spiritual amongst a lot of religions, this blood moon. All these things happening with the 113th pontiff, a pope, telling you to renounce your wealth. Be poor, be a groveling pigeon. Peck at the ground for your sustenance. Give up your home to some poor people. Give up your wealth to some poor people. Well, I personally, in my opinion, find this to be, all of this to be so appalling, so horrible, so negligent, so utterly and absolutely criminal. Criminal to a degree that is just not human. It's inhumane. And it's ridiculous. It's absurd to think that our Department of Justice is not reeling these people in on fishing hooks, seizing their wealth, taking away the power to create a civil war in the United States of America and abroad. Endless ISIS, on the news, while you have the Belisarius, Bruckheimer, CSI programs telling you how the police can save you. They'll fix everything. That's not true. That's what your Second Amendment is all about. You are absolutely charged with your own safety. You know, they show constant videos of young black men stabbing people to death, running up on ATMs and beating people up for a few dollars. You see countless, why aren't ATMs illegal now? Well, because they don't care. They're really upset, though, about the fact that marijuana is going to be legal in all 50 states very, very soon. If not across the planet. If we don't take the money out of the hands of these cartels, you know, the ones that got the fast and furious weapons, the ones that kill Border Patrol agents, Eric Holder up to his neck in it, George Bush up to his neck in it, and we know about 9/11. Did you see the people jumping out of the World Trade Center to their death? Did you see the buildings fall? Well, I was there in Washington that day the Pentagon was hit with that cruise missile. Was not an airplane. I worked on jets for 6 years. When they crash, they leave huge amounts of debris. Now you have George Norrie and some of his friends. They've written a book. But they're not telling us. And, you know, Flight 370, folks, if it did crash, didn't disappear. But because they have remote control, just like remote control for these young minds, this MK Ultra, they can take over an airplane. They want artificial intelligence in your automobiles. They can take over your automobile. They control the web. Nothing you do on the internet, nothing you do on your smartphone, nothing you do in your home with the smart meters now is not being recorded. Well, they can listen to the Everyman Show. You see, I'm not a criminal. I'm not telling people to go out and commit violence. I don't run around shouting the N-word in public places, trying to stir up arguments and fights. And, you know, I don't want people going around playing the knockout game. I don't like seeing black men laughing about women being raped. And more so than anything, I don't like seeing people in the Middle East carrying out some religious belief that they can stone a woman to death, chop off her head, kill her in public if she doesn't have her head covered. On Friday the 13th, it's a good time to talk about this. It's a good time to look at this. There are schools now, I read a story, where they will not let these kids, you know, they like to dye their hair red and blue and green, and they're all trendy and all, you know, upset and depressed, and they like to dye their hair to show their feelings inside, and they don't want them coming to school. Red hair now, ladies and gentlemen, was considered to be they banned red hair in this specific school. So what do you do when a kid comes in and has natural red hair? Or would we say that's orange hair? Or that's strawberry blonde hair? When are they going to ban chocolate? When are they going to ban red apples? Or maybe they want to ban red pants or red shirts or red eye makeup or red lipstick. It's so maniacal and insane. Has humanity lost itself? Absolutely, 100%, without a doubt. Are these political ass clowns taking full advantage of the mind-swept? People are just, you know, when they divide and conquer the masses, when they divide the family, they divide men and women, they're easier to control. So they want to control them. And listen, it's all about, you know, total spectrum dominance. It's warfare, ladies and gentlemen. Asymmetrical warfare. MK Ultra. MK Ultra was not just a operation. Operation Mockingbird, brought to us by Operation Paperclip. And then you have the trillions for the drug running for Operation Gladio. Reading on Global Research Canada, I'm looking at stories where they're telling the whole world America is a terrorist country, a terrorist-producing, Nazi-originated country. And we all know that Prescott Bush and Ford and Carnegie and Rothschilds and Rockefeller, they all funded Hitler. I think Prescott Bush went to prison. Are they that angry that they had to do the World Trade Centers with a nuclear device? Was it that important to take out 35 investigators looking at Donald Rumsfeld and his Pentagon for having stolen massive, massive amounts of money? Well, this is a short show, 15 minutes. That's all I want to do tonight. But I wanted to put the word out. I wanted to get people to understand that we're living Friday the 13th every day now, and we have lived Friday the 13th for the last 150 years, the last 100 years after the Fed. We know that the Titanic was sunk to kill the bankers. Yeah, it killed the bankers so they couldn't stop the Fed being formed in 1913. So think about that on this Friday the 13th, all the atrocities of the globe brought to us by the people that say they protect us. They take your taxes and they grind their axes to use on the masses. So, what do you do about it? What are you going to do about teaching your children not to get involved, to know what a false flag looks like, to know what violence and horrific human behavior looks like? So, exercise your duty of care, be responsible for the people around you, and pass on the word, and tell them about the Everyman Show. So till tomorrow night at 6:30 p.m., thanks for listening to the Everyman Show. Bye-bye.